USA Radio News.
The man accused of assassinating former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has reportedly told investigators he targeted Abe because he suspected he has ties to a religious group that took a, quote, huge donation from his mother. Law enforcement sources said 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami had first planned to attack a different leader of an unnamed religious group before settling on Abe instead. Yamagami is said to have told police the killing had nothing to do with politics. The man allegedly used a homemade firearm to gun down Abe in front of a crowd watching him deliver a campaign speech. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The U.S. Transportation Department issued a notice urging airlines to ensure children ages 13 or younger are seated next to an accompanying adult with no additional charges. The agency said it received few complaints about the issue, but said, quote, even one incident is one too many. Air passengers are already facing long lines, crowded airports, and few open seats. Airlines for America, a group representing Delta Airlines, United Airlines, American Airlines, and others, said, quote, U.S. airlines have always worked to accommodate customers who are traveling together, especially those traveling with children, and will continue to do so, end quote. The Transportation Department plans to propose formal rules by August. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. It was announced the day before the NHL draft. The NHL has seen several women promoted to the assistant general manager's role in the last month. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there. The momentum's going to keep growing. I've seen it with our very own Megan Duggan, what she's done in a year and her recent promotion. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports. And hopefully one day there's a female general manager in the NHL. And I know the NBA, MLB, all these sports are taking those steps. So.
A retired three-star Army general serving as an advisor to active duty officers has been suspended after he appeared to mock First Lady Jill Biden's response to the reversal of Roe v. Wade. An Army spokesperson confirmed that the retired Lieutenant General Gary Belinsky has been suspended but gave no reason for the suspension, saying that only he, quote, had been sidelined from his role as a mentor pending the outcome of the commander's inquiry. End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.